He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It's 8-8, August the 8th. Do you know where your market leaders are? Well, we're going to try to point you in the right direction here this morning because they're out there. There's always market leaders. You know, there's always things that are leading the market and there's always things that are trailing the market big time. And it's your choice which ones you want to be invested in. Well, let's see what's happening here so far this morning. We have the Dow up 27 points. We're at 15,497. We have the S&P 500 up about 4 points, 3.5 to 4 points, 1,694. We are back under 1,700 by 6 points right now. The NASDAQ is up a couple here. The NASDAQ is at 3,656. The 10-year yield has actually come back a little bit here at 2.59%. We have gold up $8.40 per ounce. Yeah, gold still floundering at $12.93. And oil is down $1.06. That's the biggest drop in oil that we've seen in a while. $1.06 per barrel. Yeah, I think oil probably went up on the terror alert that went out around the world over the weekend. Of course, that terror alert is still intact, but oil has pulled back $1.06 here to 103.31, and the euro is at 1.34 today. So we'll take a look here at what is moving the markets and where the market leaders are and where the winners are right now. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Well, we've after a week of record highs last week, we've had a little bit of a sell-off in the market, but as of now, I don't see anything unusual about the action in the market so far this year. I've said many times that a lot of times after a market hits a major milestone and there's a irrational exuberance in the market, irrational giddiness in the market, it's not unusual to see some settling and some profit taking after those major milestones are hit. What major milestones did we hit? Well, we hit 1700 on the S&P 500, a close that has never been seen before in the history of the market. And we saw a close on the Dow that was also a new all-time record. And I analyzed this in my newsletter over the weekend. I talked about how we hit a previous high about 7 years ago at 14,950, something like that. And here we are 7 years later, and we're up about 10% from that high that we hit 7 years ago. And in between, boy, did we have a roller coaster ride. We rode the Dow clear into the 6,500 range after it hit an all-time high of 14,800. And then, of course, from that 6,500 range, we've come roaring back in the last 4.5 years, and we're back at 15,495. And I went through the whole debate of passive versus active investing. I also went over it Monday on the show. And, you know, these video clips are up on my website at pwstreet.com. And, you know, I try to pick some pretty hard-hitting topics every single day. I try to go where no one else will go in this market. I mean, if you're just an average market participant, average market money manager, you've got people into a 60-40 bond mix right now or a 50-50 bond mix depending on their age, and you're meeting with your people once per year and making those adjustments to the portfolio. That's not at all what I do, nor is it what I believe in doing. And I did some pretty startling case studies on Monday on the show, which again are up on my website. The video versions are up on the website. We're still trying to get those video versions to work on the apps. You know, there's so many different operating systems out there. It's craziness, especially in the Android system. And but we should have that fixed here within a week or so, a few days hopefully. But there's some hard-hitting videos up there going through the active versus passive investing debate. Of course, passive investing means you just sit and do nothing. You ride those indexes through thick or thin. And of course, that would have meant in the Dow that you would have went from a 7-year peak of 14,900, you would have rode it down into the ground at 6,500, and then right on back up to 15,490. And a lot of people will say, well, passive investing is easier on you. It's easier on your stomach. You can sleep at night. I don't know about that. That sounds a little worse than this roller coaster they have up at the Knott's Berry Farm in Anaheim, from 14,900 down to 6,400 and then back to 15,500. That kind of sleeping at night I don't need. I think you could manage these things just a little bit better. Heck, if you can just kind of take off some of those peaks or mellow out some of those peaks a little bit and smooth out some of those valleys, it's sure going to be a lot easier. Now, how do you do that? I also talked about how I rank asset classes on a daily basis. These asset classes don't move around that much. Okay, the current trend that we're in right now has been in place for well over a year. So you haven't been moving back and forth between bonds and stocks over the last year. In my firm here at Gunderson Capital Management, you've been completely out of the bond market for the last year, and you've been in the stock market. Now, there may come a time again in the future, and there will come a time again in the future where bonds could very well be the best place to be invested. And stocks will more than likely be the worst place to be invested at some point in the future. And for that reason, I have my ranking system is based on short-term, intermediate, and long-term performance and the charts of the various asset classes. And as one starts to fall out of favor, it's time to move on. And as one starts to rise up the leaderboard, it's time to move into it, into a new neighborhood, and reap the benefits thereof. And, you know, as long as these trends will stay in place, we've been very fortunate here that we've had this trend in place for over a year, because that's a money-making trend. When the trends do bounce around from time to time and you can't get a trend to stick, last year was kind of like that. You just couldn't get a trend to stick. You'd get a false start in the NASDAQ, in the tech stocks. And then it would fizzle out. You'd get a false start in the oil and the energy patch, and then it would fizzle out. You'd get a false start in the emerging markets, and then it would fizzle out. Finally, we got a trend to stick. It began in about November of last year, and here we are in August of 2013, and this trend is still in place. And I can just tell you here at Gunderson Capital Management, it's been one heck of a money-making trend, one of the biggest money-making trends we've ever seen here at our company. We've had very good results here in 2013. But having said that, this trend isn't going to stick forever. We're going to have to watch. We're going to have to watch for those subtle changes in the trends to see when the run in small cap domestic stocks begins to come to a halt, or when the run in domestic mid-cap stocks begins to come to a halt, or when some of the trailing asset classes like precious metals and commodities and emerging markets and fixed income start to rise up the ladder. I can just tell you right now, as of the first part of August 2013, those trends are still solidly entrenched. There's no sign whatsoever that those trends are about to move anytime soon. Of course, that can change very quickly. But as we sit here today, it's still all about the stock market, equities, no exposure to the bond market. I don't believe in this 50-50 mix. I don't believe in this mix that's determined upon your age. I believe in going where the action is. And the trend is still solidly entrenched that favors the stock market wildly over the bond market. And more specifically, it's still a market that favors mid and small cap stocks. right here in the United States. China's not participating. Latin America's not participating. Asia's not participating. It's all about the United States and small and mid-cap stocks. We have, once again, out of 3,500 stocks that I follow, we have the third biggest winner in the market again today. That's the second time this week. We had Centaurus on Tuesday, I believe, yesterday, which was the second or the biggest winner, either the first or second biggest winner in the market that day. Today we have the third biggest winner. Last time I looked, it was up 20%, and it's one of the stocks we own in our aggressive growth accounts. It's in the newsletter. We'll be right back and talk about it. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Laissez-faire is a great policy for government, but a lousy idea for investors. We have to pay attention, but some of us don't have the time or inclination, so we ignore our investments and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high-net-worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 413-0296. Not a commitment to land and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, I warned you not to open the door. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
You work so hard to build a portfolio, yet so many of us ignore it once we do or we tolerate lousy returns. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager. He manages individual accounts all across America. Now, if you're thinking his name sounds familiar, that's because Bill is a regular contributor on places like Bloomberg Radio, Fox Business TV, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com investment sites. Every day, Bill tracks about 2,800 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance. Bill focuses on the top 6 to 7% of the entire market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill will get you into the best stocks now, not the best stocks of yesteryear. Minimum account size is $50,000, and annual management fees range from between 1% and 2%, depending on the size of the account. All accounts are safely held in Scottrade.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
And welcome back here to the second segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with money manager Bill Gunderson, fee-based money manager based out of San Diego, but I manage accounts all across the country. And if you have any interest in having us look at your current holdings, your current account, if you're not happy, if it's taking too much time away from your whatever you do for a living, you can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Or you can go to our website at pwstreet.com. The best way to kind of investigate us and check us out is to go to the newsletter page at our website, pwstreet.com. As soon as we get an email address, we'll send you out the newsletter, and you'll be on our list until you cry uncle. You'll get our newsletter every weekend. For 4 weeks, you get the full newsletter, which has my model portfolios. And after that, you get everything but those model portfolios, which is all my market commentary, the leading sectors in the market, the leading asset classes in the market, the current take on the market. Very important stuff to help guide you going forward. Again, my website is pwstreet.com. Okay, in the newsletter, there is an aggressive growth portfolio. That's one of the four models that I publish every single weekend. And it's based on actual portfolios that I manage here at Gunderson Capital Management. Now, no two portfolios that I manage are exactly alike, but this is the guideline that I use in choosing the stock. So if I bought anything this past week, Monday through Friday, it will show up in the newsletter on Saturday. And I use the actual date that I bought the stocks for my clients, and I use the actual price that I received with my block trade. One that I bought back in May, on May 10th of 2013, and I added it to the aggressive growth portfolio, which currently has 25 stocks in it. And as of last Friday, that portfolio is up 26.54%. And it's being pushed along today by the third biggest winner in the market. It's a stock, again, that I added to my newsletter on May the 10th, 2013, at $19.85. And today it's hitting $26.54 after their earnings report last night. I featured this stock several times here recently. In fact, if you go to my app on your Android or your Apple device and you scroll down to the bottom of the app where the comments are, you'll see that back on July the 23rd, 2 weeks ago, I did an analysis here on the air, the Best Stocks Now radio show, of Dexcom, DXCM. You know, I don't know what's going on with San Diego this year. Boy, I'm telling you, a lot of these companies, I didn't even realize they were headquartered in San Diego, but Dexcom is another San Diego stock. It's a biotech. It's a small cap. It's a domestic stock. It has a lot going for it already. It develops continuous 7-plus glucose monitoring systems for ambulatory use by patients with diabetes. We've talked about diabetes many times. Just go to Disneyland or go to your county fair or wherever you like to hang out, and you'll notice that as a society, we've gotten a little larger. You know, I don't know if it's processed foods. I don't know if it's because there's a Burger King on every corner and a 7-Eleven on every block, and this stuff's just more readily available to our children and everything. But diabetes is an epidemic. And I don't think it's going to get any better. And I've had a lot of stocks over the years that have been related to diabetes. And I believe that that's still going to continue to be a growth area in our economy for quite some time to come. So I featured this stock back on July the 23rd, and you can tap on the app and listen to it. You can go to my website. I have a page called Good Stock, Bad Stock. I should have a little Woodstock music on that page. But right now it's just called Good Stock, Bad Stock. And all these stocks that I talk about are alphabetized, and my little segments that I do my analysis on are there. You might find your stock there. I wonder what Gunnarsson thinks of this one. Well, it may be there. We talk about a lot of stocks here. We haven't got to all 3,500 yet. We try to focus on just the best ones, but there's a lot of them up there. Back on May the 20th, I did a feature here on the show on Dexcom. And you can tap on the app and you can listen to it, or you can go to the website and listen to it. Well, here we are. First week, second week of August, and we're going to do a feature on Dexcom once again. Why? Because the stock reported earnings last night that blew away the estimates, and as I said, it's the third biggest winner right now in the entire market today. It's up about 19%. Let's begin with performance. Oh, by the way, you know, here's another very important part of this whole picture. I keep the ranking history. So in other words, I have a chart of the last year of the rank of this stock. I can tell you that 3 months ago, it showed up on my radar because it entered into my top 100. 3 months ago, it became number 29. It was the number 29th ranked stock. 2 months ago, it was number 14. 1 month ago, it was number 35. Now, it's been rising a little bit in rank, but I made my purchase of the stock when it got down into that top 25, top 50 area, and the chart looked good to me. Not only was the stock highly rated in my grading system based on performance and valuation and the stock chart, but I also liked the buy point. I picked the buy point that I thought was appropriate. That was back, again, on May the 10th. I'm looking at this chart, and I can see where it broke out. On May the 10th, that was indeed a great place to enter into a position on Dexcom. I entered into that position in Dexcom, and it's been kind of trending sideways to slightly up. I think I was up 10 or 12% as of last Friday. But, of course, today we're getting a big move in the stock. And as of right now, since my purchase, the stock is up 33.7%. That's not bad for a couple of months of work, 3 or 4 months of work. I've been patient with it, and even though it's been rising in rank, in fact, as I sit here today, the stock's rank is number 476, I never saw the chart breakdown, so I continued to own Dexcom, waiting for some kind of catalyst, hopefully, to get it moving, and of course, here today, we're getting that big move in the stock. How did I find Dexcom? It's right here in San Diego. I know the CEO, right? Wrong. I know people that work there, right? Wrong. I read about it in the local newspaper, right? Wrong. I saw him being interviewed on CNBC, right? Not even. I found it on my app. I said, what is this stock called Dexcom? I'd actually heard about it. Number 29. And I looked into it, and I liked what I saw, and I bought it, and I continue to own it, and it's still a best stock now. DXCM, not a recommendation. We'll be right back with more. This is Bill Gunnarsson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Or call 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST to get a free four-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor. Who knows what's going to happen to fuel prices in 2013? With unrest in the Middle East and more disagreement to come in Congress? Not me. Confidence, though, is just a phone call away, and it's called the Fuel Escort. Fuel Escort is the latest technology in the automotive aftermarket that can save you up to 30% on fuel costs. So no matter what happens in the Middle East or here at home, you know that you're getting the absolute most for your dollar, cutting your fuel costs up to 30%. That's not all. Fuel Escort can raise your gasoline's octane 4 to 5 points and increase your horsepower by up to 18%. Fuel Escort is super easy to install and also guaranteed. If you're not 100% satisfied, return Fuel Escort within 90 days for a full refund. That's right. Call toll-free 855-879-8394. That's 855-879-8394. Call 855-879-8394 or log on to FuelEscort.com. Fuel Escort, guaranteed.
Harry's career had gone, well, all right. Not every promotion had come through, but he was always willing to learn. Then, nearing retirement, Harry was asked to mentor a sharp young employee, new to the department. Harry couldn't help it. He detested the assignment. Mentor this young man? Support him? No, sir. Harry had earned his stripes. Now help some hotshot outdistance him. Resentment boiled, but Harry had no choice. He made himself talk with a newcomer, and to his surprise, the hotshot listened. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Harry spent the first part of his career learning. Then he discovered that in sharing his wisdom, everyone came out ahead in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Rancho Financial, a division of Skyline Financial Group, licensed by the Department of Corporations under the California Residential Mortgage Act, 4130296. Not a commitment to lend and not all applicants will qualify. Restrictions apply. Equal housing lender. Let's get right to the point. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist, is there to help you. The uncertainty of the European debt crisis actually provides an unprecedented opportunity to refinance your home. U.S. bond yields have fallen to their lowest levels. Freddie Mac's reporting a new low for mortgage rates. Craig Brock says, refinance now while there's still time for you to bail out, even if you owe more on your home than it's worth with the HARP 2.0 program. But do it now. President Obama has announced changes to FHA's streamlined refinance program that helps more borrowers take advantage of historically low interest rates. It actually allows FHA borrowers to forgo strict loan underwriting requirements when refinancing to another FHA-insured program. And up to 3 million FHA borrowers are eligible for refinancing right now. Call Craig Brock. Craig Brock, the mortgage refinance specialist. He makes it easy. 855-900-EASY. Craig Brock, 855-900-3279.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at ScottTrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. I was on Bloomberg Radio yesterday with Pim Fox at about 11:30 Pacific time, 2:30 Eastern time. And first he asked me about the solar stocks because they were in the news yesterday, with GE basically divesting themselves of their solar investments to First Solar. And I talked to Pim about the Solar Index, which was created in 2008. The Solar Index was made up of about, 25 or 30 of the big solar companies at that time. I question how many of them are even trading today of the originals. But the fact of the matter is the solar index is down 90% since 2008. During that same time, the stock market's up 140%. So it doesn't come as any surprise to me. Now, I have nothing against solar and people heating their homes with solar. But as far as putting my clients' money into solar, instead use the taxpayers' money. Right? And Solyndra. I was one of the first guys to expose Solyndra. I was on with Megyn Kelly on Fox and Friends talking about Solyndra way before they were taking the Solyndra executives in front of the Congress. So anyways, I'm just not a fan of investing in solar stocks or wind energy stocks. 90% down since 2008. And then Pim Fox asked me, well, what do you like right now? Oh, I'm glad you asked me that, Pim. Because now you've just given me a lob ball that I can crack right out of this ballpark. And I talked about the biotechs. I talked about Centaurus. I talked about, a couple other biotech stocks. I said, look, Pim, this market is all about small cap and mid cap domestic investing. And I know, people in your audience, they're scattered all over hex half acre with their investments. And a lot of them have bonds. The place to be invested in the market this year, subject to change at some point in time, small and mid-cap domestic stocks. More specifically, healthcare, pharmaceuticals, drug, a little bit of consumer, a little bit of technology, and you pretty much have your bases covered. Thank you very much, Bill, and we'll talk to you next time. So I was happy to be on. I've been on several times on Bloomberg Radio. They do a good job there, that was my take on the market yesterday. And I'm sure if you go to Bloomberg Radio website, they usually post up all the bits with the various money managers that they interview during the day. And I'm sure mine's is probably up there by now or be there later today. All right, let's go in a different direction here. Let's go to a large cap stock that I own in my conservative growth accounts. Let's go to Houston, Texas for this one. Yeah, if you're guessing energy or oil, you're on the right track. Houston, Texas, where those Houston Texans are in spring training right now, getting ready for their... In fact, I think they're playing the Chargers here on a Monday night game that I've got kind of penciled in on my calendar here. Our Chargers play tonight. We play you Seattle Seahawks. All the KKOL listeners, Seattle's in town. It's interesting, too, because when the teams are in town, I work and I live with my wife downtown San Diego. And usually, almost always, the teams stay right across the street from us, either at the Westin Hotel or the Hyatt Regency Hotel. So there's all these big guys walking around the waterfront when I do my run in the afternoon. And they're big. The baseball teams aren't as big as the football teams, but I'm probably going to see some Seahawks today here in downtown San Diego. And of course, they're playing tonight. Preseason, all these guys you've never heard of. They play the starters for like the first couple of snaps, the first couple of offensive downs, first two drives. And then here come all these guys that are trying to make the team. And you got to pay $90 a seat. I don't know. I think I'll watch it from home tonight. Anyways, what's that have to do with EOG Resources. Oh, yeah, Houston. We were talking about the Houston Texans, which is a pretty good team. If you're a fantasy football player, they have the big running back, Foster, Arian Foster. I have him on my fantasy team. He's like the best fantasy player in all of football right now. EOG is a pretty good fantasy player itself. If I had a fantasy team of conservative growth, large cap stocks, and I do, I don't have a fantasy team. I have a reality team, and it's one of the men on my roster is EOG Resources, which is engaged in the production and marketing of crude oil and natural gas in the U.S., Canada, Trinidad, U.K., and China. Take that, all you solar stocks. And I know I'll get the hate mail. Oh, Gunderson, you're for fracking. You're for energy independence. Well, you know what? On this harbor down here, I see a lot of fuel being used with these fighter jets and these aircraft carriers and these freighters that bring your pineapples in from Ecuador and things like this. And, you know, I mean, when they're running on solar someday, God bless them. But right now, we're not close to being there yet. We can run a home and, you know, maybe a building. But when it comes to our nation's defense, we need fossil fuels. EOG Resources is one of the companies that's helping us meet the need. In fact, we have a natural gas boom going on here in the United States, thanks to companies like EOG Resources. The last time I featured this stock, I got hate mail. That's okay. I can take it. I've got thick skin. If you don't like energy and fracking, that's fine. This is America. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. Fracking's been going on for about 100 years here in America. Over the last 10 years, EOG Resources have been clipping along at 23% per year. What did I say? The solar index was down 90% since 2008. You've lost 90% of your money just buying the solar index 6 years ago, 5 years ago. Had you put it in EOG Resources, you've more than doubled your money. Over the last 3 years, EOG Resources has averaged 17% per year, while the market's averaged about 14%. But it's really taken off here lately. EOG is now up 44% over the last 12 months. Of course, these numbers come from my app. Look, I want to go right to the numbers. I don't want to hear the story. I don't want to see the guy's mug on TV telling me why it's such a great company to invest in. Show me the numbers. When the guy steps up to the plate at Petco down here, we've seen some new teams this year that we haven't seen for quite some time. Yesterday we had the Baltimore Orioles. I'm well aware of Chris Davis. When he stepped up to the plate, I looked up at his batting average, 310, 40 home runs, 102 RBIs. The guy can hit. What did he do? The first pitch from our rookie reliever was slammed into the right field porch, making a 3-3 game, suddenly a 6-3 game. Did that surprise me? No, because he has the track record, and he proved it yesterday. Boy, did that take the wind out of our sails. Anyways, over the last 12 months, EOG's up 44%. Performance grade, B. Momentum grade. Now, that's what's really steered me towards this stock, A- right now. Let's look at the valuation of the company. And, of course, I featured this stock several times here recently. I think I did it about a couple weeks ago because I still remember the hate mail I got. EOG is trading at 19 times forward earnings right now with an 18% growth rate. It has a PEG ratio of right around 1. I have a 5-year valuation of 287. The stock is currently at 157. It has 86% upside potential, and it gets a valuation grade of B+. It meets my performance criteria. It meets my valuation criteria. What's the last criteria that I require before I purchase a stock? I want a strong, healthy stock chart. Is that too much to ask? Valuation, performance, and a strong, healthy stock chart. Okay, let's take a look at a 1-year stock chart of EOG Resources. What do you see? You see a chart that was $82 a year ago. Today it's $157. It continues to hit new highs. It's breaking out. It's hitting all-time highs. It's moving up on big volume. It's currently ranked out of 3,481 stocks. EOG comes in at number 152, and it gets a proprietary Gunderson grade of A-, a stock that I own here, not a recommendation. Best stock now. We'll be right back.
For years, Be Safe Online Internet Filters has been helping families after they had an internet crisis. A wife caught her husband looking at inappropriate websites, a teen is bullied in an instant message conversation, or a child accidentally clicks through to an adult website. Yes, those families installed Be Safe after the fact, and it helped them. But in many of those cases, damage had already been done to marriages or innocent minds. That's why Be Safe Online wants to protect your family online before something like this happens. Don't be a victim. Go to BeSafe.com today and download the filter, give it an iParenting Media Award for Greatest Products of 2007. Be Safe Online really does have a passion for keeping families, your family, safe online. Go to BeSafeOnline.com today. Be Safe Online comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Download today the letter BeSafeOnline.com. That's BeSafeOnline.com.
Every day, I meet people who are so proud of their stocks, but so humbled by their returns. Is that you? Do you own all the famous stocks of yesteryear? GE, Microsoft, GM, Cisco, whatever. I'm Bill Gunderson, your next wealth manager. People tell me these stocks are safe. The only thing safe about them is that we can safely say that they have been bad investments over the last decade. We can fix it. I write about the best stocks now for MarketWatch, TheStreet.com, and for my newsletter. In the newsletter, you can see three model portfolios, one for aggressive growth, one for conservative growth, and one for income-oriented investors. Check out the performance for yourself. Not paying attention is not a good strategy. Checking out my newsletter is.
Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, or call 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, to get a free 4-week trial. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex, you simply can't fight it alone. Your personal and financial information is everywhere. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Visit LifeLock.com now or call and mention promo code Prager to get a special 10% discount. Call 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. 1-800-921-3820. See LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
If you're a high net worth individual and want to stay that way, you have to pay attention to your investments. But some of us don't have the time or the inclination, so we ignore our portfolio and miss big opportunities. You can do better with Gunderson Capital Management. Bill Gunderson is a fee-based money manager for high net worth individuals all across America. You've seen his name in Barron's, Bloomberg, Fox News, MarketWatch, and TheStreet.com. You can put this kind of expertise to work for you, too. Bill tracks over 3,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. He ranks them on value and performance to find the top 7% of the market. Whether you're conservative, aggressive, or an income investor, Bill Gunderson will get you into the best stocks now. All accounts are safely held at Scottrade. Visit Bill's website at pwstreet.com or call Gunderson Capital Management at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Gunderson Capital Management is a registered investment advisor.
Walking to an afternoon meeting, Charlotte reached for the stairwell door. That door's blocked, Bill said. But Charlotte had used it an hour earlier. Ignoring Bill's caution, she pushed it open. The next sound they heard was the crash of the door hitting a workman's ladder, then a paint can hitting the floor. No need to repeat the painter's reaction. Bill turned to a wide-eyed Charlotte and said, "I warned you not to open the door." This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. Good advice does no good if we refuse to listen. The breakdown has something to do with pride. Attentive ears can prevent some colorful messes in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. Well, we've talked about a lot here so far. We talked about Dexcom in the second quarter of the show being one of the biggest winners in the market today. In fact, I think it's number two, up 20% last time I looked. And where could you have heard about Dexcom? Well, the app, number one, would have pointed you to it. Number two, you would have heard about it on the air here. I've talked about it twice already. And if you got my newsletter, it's one of the 25 stocks that I own in my aggressive growth accounts. And Dexcom, a huge winner. It's the second biggest one we've nailed this week. Santaris earlier in the week and Dexcom today. I want to talk about the newsletter just for a little bit, how to use it. Number one, where to get it, you can go to my website at pwstreet.com. I put my heart and soul into the newsletter. I mean, anybody around here who knows me will tell you that, yeah, Bill, he's got his game face on Fridays when he's writing that newsletter. It's pretty much an eight-hour project to write that newsletter. The first thing I want to do with the newsletter is just give you the big picture. You know, here were the biggest news items from the week that affected the market, and here's where we are right now in the market. The next thing I like to do is I like to point you in the right direction of the asset classes. I can't even tell you how important it is to be in the right asset classes. I mean, just the very simple bond versus stock mix is critical. And it's critical to your success, I believe, going forward. You know, I've talked to so many people that still own bonds. What should I do now, Bill? Should I wait for them to come back? You know what? I don't think they're going to come back. In order for bonds to come back, interest rates have to go back down to 1.5%, 1.75%. I don't see that happening. We're at, 2.6 right now? I think you're better off just moving away from your bonds and moving on with life. You know, we make mistakes in life. Somebody wasn't managing your account if they didn't get you out of bonds 9 months ago because it was obvious that interest rates were headed higher. I saw a famed technical analyst on CNBC the other day, Denise Yamada, and she was stating and showing a chart of how the 32-year-old bull market in bonds is now coming to an end. And I would just say to her, where were you 9 months ago? It's pretty obvious now, honey. The bull has come to an end. Did you warn people 9 months ago to get out of bonds? Why are you telling me now that the bear bull market has come to an end? I mean, that is like after the train wreck. Oh, yeah, there was a freight train. Now we know there was a freight train on the tracks. Well, yeah, well, now all these people have been run over by the freight train, and you're telling me? Anyways, you know, that's the kind of help you get from watching the mainstream financial channels. You're told after the fact, well, you need to get out of bonds now. Well, maybe it's trying to get back into them if you're telling me that. But anyways, the asset classes are absolutely vital. How important has it been to know all year long that it's been domestic stocks. Just focus your search to domestic stocks. That's made your work a lot easier. And secondly, to kind of give a little bit of a nod to small and mid-cap stocks. That's probably the most important part of the newsletter every week. That goes out to everybody, whether you get the free newsletter or the subscription newsletter. The next thing I do is show you the worst asset classes. That's the second most important thing I do. Had you known that, you would not be owning, you wouldn't be shorting the market or stocks. You wouldn't be in precious metals. You wouldn't be in the emerging markets. You wouldn't be in mortgage REITs. You wouldn't be in the bond market. That's pretty doggone important information to have. It's going to make you a much more empowered investor going forward. The next thing I show you is the sectors. Look. If I just said that stocks are the best thing to be in, well, let's get more specific. How about pharmaceuticals, biotech, retail, healthcare providers? These are the best sectors in the market. We could look at this thing a year from now. It could be totally upside down. It could be the bond market, and then we'll rank the sectors within the bond market. Is it high yield, corporate, munis, sovereign debt? These are very important items in the newsletter every single week, and I draw the information from my app, the Best Stocks Now app. I tell you the worst sectors to be in, and then of course I move on to the four model portfolios that I have and show you here's what I like. You can get my newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com, and if you have just a 401k at work, it's invaluable to keep you in the right areas. I can't tell you how many people that I've talked to that said, you know, in 2008 I panicked and I went to cash in my 401k and I never got back in. Well, you know what? It's never too late. Next time, I'll try to get you out. I can't make any promises, but I'll try to keep you out of the bad neighborhoods at night in your 401k, and I'll try to keep you where the sun is shining. In your 401k. Your 401k is a huge tool that you have moving forward in creating that retirement. If you want to live on Social Security someday, you know, that's fine. But if you want to supplement it, your 401k could easily be a seven-figure number if it's handled right over time. And how handy will that come in when it's time to hang it up and spend some time traveling the world in your RV with Drew Auto Part, with Drew Parts in it, and Thor Industries, a couple of stocks that I own. You got to help me out here. Got to buy that RV and retire, go on vacation so my stocks will go up. Anyways, you can get my newsletter by going to my website again at pwstreet.com. And if you want to talk to us, 855-611-BEST. I've got a couple guys here. They'll explain to you what we do. They assist me in answering basic questions and in telling you how the procedures for moving an account from wherever you're at. It's really not that hard. And get it in the hands, different hands, if you're not happy with who's managing your account. Now, that's for you to decide. You listen. You think it, you ponder it in your mind, and you ask yourself, are you happy with what you're doing now? How has it served you over the last several years? I make no claims, I make no guarantees other than I'm going to try to do my best, work hard to keep you in the right areas of the market and out of the wrong areas of the market. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.